Leftists celebrate death of country music star Toby Keith by rehashing Dixie Chicks feud. By David Ng on February 7, 2024. The left is celebrating the death of country music star Toby Keith by resurrecting his years-ago feud with the Dixie Chicks, with some claiming that Keith's death at 62 from cancer somehow represents a victory for the all-girl band. Others on the left faded Toby Keith's passing by rehashing the singer's political feud with fellow singer Kris Kristofferson. Toby Keith died Monday at 62 following a battle with stomach cancer. Toby Keith passed away peacefully last night on February 5, surrounded by his family. He fought his fight with grace and courage. Please respect the privacy of his family at this time, his family said in a statement. The country music star was unabashedly patriotic and masculine, putting out hit singles including Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I love this bar, and should have been a cowboy. His unapologetic public persona made him an enemy of the left, which sought to discredit his music. In 2003, the Dixie Chicks' Natalie Maines spoke out against Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, describing the hit single as ignorant. Don't get me started. I hate it. It's ignorant, and it makes country music sound ignorant, Maines said. Keith responded by displaying an image of Maines buddying up with Iraq's Saddam Hussein at his concerts. Maine later attended the ACM Awards wearing a shirt that read "Fuke, fuck you Toby Keith." This week, Keith haters on the left rejoiced at the news of his death, using social media to portray his passing as a belated victory for the Dixie Chicks. Dixie Chicks validated this morning, one commenter noted. In the end, the Dixie Chicks won, another wrote. Others on the left used Keith's passing to bring back the late singer's political feud with Kris Kristofferson. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.